the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, and welcome to Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast. And in this podcast, it's just a very short podcast, but there's some new regulations coming out, which you really need to be aware of, because this can affect your cash flow, especially if you've got quite a few properties. And so there's new regulations that came out in April of this year, in 2016. And basically, the new regulations basically state that tenants are entitled to ask for landlords to carry out measures that are recommended on their energy performance certificate. And what this means is that the landlord has got a legal obligation to do so. So what that means is that if your energy performance certificate comes down as being quite low, any recommendations that are on there, your tenants can ask you, the landlord, and you have to go and do them. And so it's a legal requirement. And so further to that, from 2018, it's actually going to be illegal to let a property which has got an energy performance certificate rating below E. And so what this means is that if you've got an old boiler, basically, then you're going to have to upgrade it for your tenant. And if you let your property out to new tenants, then it's going to be illegal if that boiler has an EPC, or the house has an EPC rating that's below E. And so this is causing problems, because obviously how much is a boiler? £2,000-£3,000, depending on the size of the house. And so the problem with that is if you're only making £200-£300 a month profit, and I know many people aren't even making that, to go out and buy a new boiler, it's going to take you 10 months of saving up. And so this is what we do, because boilers are a big, mighty things that cost an awful lot of money. And I've negotiated this with my boiler company. And so, like, we've just put another boiler in this month, and I think it came to like £1,400, something like that. And so what we do is, because my business is cash flow is monthly. So what we want to do is, we don't want to pay £1,500 in one lump sum. We want to be able to spread that cost out over 3 or 4 months. And you know what? That's exactly what we've gone and done. So we found a boiler company, and we've got a relationship with them already, and we negotiate, and we said, look, if we get all our boilers from you, because we're starting to replace all the boilers in our portfolio now, it's quite a decent-sized portfolio, so it takes some time, it's quite a lot of boilers in there, can we actually just put down a deposit and then pay that over off like 3 or 4 months? And they said, yes, of course you can. Now, how cool is that? So, like, for the next 4 months on this particular property, we're just paying £350 times 4 months. And so that actually is going to solve that problem for us. But if you're not aware of this legislation and you let a property out and the EPC on the property is below the level of E, then you've just let that property illegally. Now, of course, you might not get caught and that sort of thing. And there's also health and safety that's really useful. But we want to do everything by the book. And so although this is April 2018, which is like 18 months away, more or less, we don't want to wait until April to start sorting this out, because if you've got like 10 properties and 5 need new boilers, you know, 5 times 1,500 quid, let's call it 2 grand because I can do the maths, that's £10,000 you suddenly got to find. At least if you do it this way over the next 18 months, you're going to be able to spread that cost. You're going to also be able to improve the efficiency. You can also put it on your advertising. Your EPC will go up and that sort of thing as well. So it's going to be really useful for you to start taking advantage of this now. I mean, I must admit, and one of my properties, in fact, the boiler that we're just replacing, we looked at the boiler, and I think that boiler's been in there for like 25 years, something like that. Like, they stopped manufacturing them 15 years ago, and it was 2 separate boilers. And these are incredibly inefficient, so it's going to cost your tenant a lot more in terms of just keeping the thing up and running. But then if one boiler went down, fine, the other one worked, and at least we'd have hot water or heat. But then that one would break down, and then the other one would break down, and then they're both broken down. Whereas actually, if we just consolidate this into one combi boiler, which is exactly what we've done, these are a lot more efficient, and then you've just got one point of failure, and you get one guy in to go fix that one point of failure, and that's it, job's done. Or actually, the way we do it is we've got insurance on that boiler rather than insurance on 2 boilers. So look, I know boilers were pain. As a landlord, no one ever told me that when I got investing in property, I would become a connoisseur of fine old boilers. No one told me about that. And so now we standardise on a particular make, particular brand. We've got spare parts lined up. So if because it's the same make, same brand, we've got a new motherboard lined up, ready to go for when it fails, because invariably it will. And so we can keep them going. So look, the point about this is your boilers, like, if we think about what's going to break down in a tenant's property, other than the tenant, of course, What is it? It's like boilers and washing machines. That's pretty much it, right? Nothing else generally breaks down. Maybe a couple of leaks for sealant around the bath and that sort of thing. But the most expensive one out of all that is your boiler. And so it's worthwhile, and I've got this on my spreadsheet. I've got a spreadsheet for everything, by the way. So on my spreadsheet, it's got a list of all the properties, and it also says when the boiler was installed, and it also says when the boiler was serviced. And also, by the way, when we do the servicing, and the boiler certificate. We do that on the same day. So it has a service, it gets the boiler certificate, it gets uploaded onto the spreadsheet, which hopefully, fingers crossed, it's the system works. And we've not failed on that system yet, so we can see when the boilers are coming up and to be due, because it's on the same spreadsheet where I check all the rents that are coming in and going out and that sort of thing. So that works incredibly well for us. But the key thing for you to work out from this podcast is, from 2018, it's illegal to rent a property with an EPC below the level of E. So you've got to have an upgrade of a boiler, because that's one of the big things that will count towards like an energy rating below the level of E. So look, I hope that's useful for you. Go out and double check your boilers. If you don't even know what boiler you've got, phone up your tenant, text your tenant and ask them just to write to you, text you back, WhatsApp, phone you, and just find out what the make of that boiler is. Try and find out when it was installed. Try and find out the EPC of the whole property, and then you can find out what the level of rating the boiler is as well. All this stuff is really important. Do not leave it till April 2018, because you're going to find yourself in a spot of bother. All right, I hope that's useful for you. Very specific, very much on property on that one. My name's Dan Latter. We'll speak to you soon. Take care.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.